Hey, gorgeous people. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and I'm so excited to dive into something super important today. Mindfulness techniques for better relationships. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in your relationships? Like you're on autopilot, not really present or connected? Yeah, me too. We all do. And honestly, it happens to the best of us. But guess what? There are some seriously powerful tools we can use, mindfulness techniques that can totally transform our connections with loved ones, friends, and even ourselves. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like giving your relationships a VIP upgrade because, let's face it, our relationships deserve the best treatment. Now, before you get all worried and think, oh my god, I need to meditate for hours. Let me tell you, mindfulness doesn't have to be some intense spiritual journey. It's more about being fully present in each moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and truly listening to the other person. Sounds simple, right? Well, it is. But sometimes, we get caught up in our own heads, past baggage, or future worries that we miss out on those beautiful little moments that make relationships so special. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world and level up your relationships. 1. Active listening. It's more than just hearing words. This is a big one, guys. Active listening means truly paying attention to what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. I'm talking about making eye contact, nodding, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back on what they've shared. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It's like magic, right? It makes you feel seen, heard, and understood. And guess what? Active listening builds trust and intimacy, the foundation of any rock-solid relationship. 2. Check your inner critic. We all have that little voice in our heads that can be a real pain sometimes. It whispers doubts, insecurities, and negative thoughts that can sabotage our relationships before they even begin. But here's the thing. You don't have to let it win. The next time you catch yourself thinking something negative about your partner or a friend, pause, take a deep breath, and challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself if they are really true and if there's another way to look at the situation. 3. Compassionate communication. This is all about speaking from a place of kindness and understanding. Think before you speak. Try using I statements instead of blaming or accusing language. For example, instead of saying you never listen to me, try I feel unheard when I don't get a chance to share my thoughts. See the difference? Compassionate communication helps us build bridges instead of walls. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, guys, gratitude is magic. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your relationships, the big and the small moments. Tell your loved ones how much you care, express your appreciation for their support, and celebrate your shared experiences. Remember, a little gratitude goes a long way. 5. Make time for connection. Life gets busy, I get it. But carving out time for meaningful connections with the people we love is essential. Put away those phones, turn off the TV, and just be present. Go for a walk together, have a deep conversation over coffee, or simply cuddle up and enjoy each other's company. Think about that last argument you had with someone close to you. Was it about something truly important, or was it fueled by stress, miscommunication, or just plain old frustration? Now imagine approaching that same situation with mindfulness, actively listening, checking your inner critic, communicating compassionately, and practicing gratitude. Would the outcome be different? I bet it would. Okay, you beautiful souls, let's recap. Today, we talked about 5 powerful mindfulness techniques that can transform your relationships. Active listening, checking your inner critic, compassionate communication, practicing gratitude, and making time for a connection. Remember, building healthy, fulfilling relationships is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing these techniques, and watch your connections blossom. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. What one thing are you going to implement right away? Don't forget to subscribe to That Girl Affirmations for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. And until next time, keep glowing, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.